BBC News. Hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. The United States has vetoed a UN Security Council resolution which called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The US representative, Robert Wood, said the draft text would allow Hamas to regroup and continue to commit what he called terror attacks. He described the resolution as a recipe for disaster, which would plant the seeds for the next war. The Palestinian Authority's representative at the UN, Riyad Mansour, condemned the veto.
Instead of allowing this council to uphold its mandate by finally making a clear call after 2 months of massacres that the atrocities must end, the war criminals are given more time to perpetuate their crimes. How can this be justified? How can anyone justify the slaughter of entire people?
Fighting has continued to intensify in Gaza's second biggest city, Khan Yunis, where the Israeli military says it's facing some of the toughest opposition in the war so far. An army spokesman told local media that Hamas had reorganized after being caught by surprise this week and was now battling for every centimetre. Here's Paul Adams.
Israel's military campaign has lost none of its intensity. A government spokesman this morning said that over the previous 24 hours, Israel had attacked 450 targets, a sign that Israel still feels it's some way from accomplishing its goal of destroying Hamas. Tonight, Israel said two of its soldiers were seriously injured in an attempt to rescue one of the hostages still being held in Gaza. A military spokesman said no hostage had been found, but that a number of Hamas gunmen had been killed. Hamas released a video showing an Israeli captive, apparently speaking several weeks ago, and what the group said were weapons captured during the Israeli raid.
A court in France has convicted six teenagers for their part in the beheading of a schoolteacher 3 years ago. The killing of Samuel Paty horrified France. Keith Adams has the details.
The brutal murder of the history teacher Samuel Paty in 2020 followed an internet campaign accusing him of blasphemy. He'd shown his class caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in a lesson on freedom of expression. The perpetrator was a young Chechen who was shot dead by the police at the scene. Six teenagers have now been found guilty for their role in the attack, most for pointing out the victim to the killer on the street, and one of them for making false accusations about the class in which the images were shown, when she hadn't in fact been present.
A teenager in the US state of Michigan has been sentenced to life in prison without parole for shooting dead four students at his high school in 2021. Ethan Crumbly was 15 when he opened fire with a handgun that his father had allegedly given him for Christmas. His parents have been charged with involuntary manslaughter. Live from London, you're listening to The World News from the BBC. Federal police in Canada say they've arrested two men in connection with a far-right group banned as a terrorist organisation. The men from Ontario face charges including hate crimes and supporting and taking part in far-right extremism and neo-Nazi terrorism. The arrests follow an 18-month investigation by a specialist national security team. The Mexican president Andrés Manuel López Obrador has suggested holding a referendum on whether to ban bullfighting in the capital, Mexico City. His comments come after the Supreme Court overruled a ban issued last year by a federal judge, which has stopped all events in the country's largest bullring, Plaza Mexico. The Hollywood actor Ryan O'Neill has died. He was 82. O'Neill found international fame in the 1970s with the hit films Love Story and What's Up, Doc? Caroline Frost looks back at his life.
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
That was the line that helped Love Story become one of the most popular films ever made and turned Ryan O'Neill into a 70s heartthrob. He'd been a stuntman and got his television break in the 1960s soap opera Peyton Place. His other hits included What's Up, Doc? With Barbara Streisand and Paper Moon with his daughter Tatum. Tatum won an Oscar for her role, but the pair's off-screen relationship was often fraught. O'Neill was hot-tempered and had a long, fiery love affair with Farrah Fawcett, one of Charlie's Angels. In fact, later on, Ryan O'Neill found his personal life often overshadowed his earlier acting achievements.
And scientists in Canada have revealed the 75-million-year-old remains of a dinosaur that's had its last meal fossilised inside its body. The young tyrannosaur, called a Gorgosaurus, had eaten the hind legs of two baby dinosaurs shortly before it died. The scientists say that this is the first solid evidence of what young tyrannosaurs ate and how they hunted. That's the latest BBC News.